Speaking from Philadelphia, the city known as the birthplace of American democracy, President Joe Biden delivered a primetime address declaring that U.S. democratic values are under assault.
I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face.
Using sharp and combative language, Biden targeted his political rival by name repeatedly, former President Donald Trump.
USA!
Biden has called Trump's Make America Great Again, or MAGA Republican followers, semi-fascists.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
With just 8 weeks until voters go to the polls for midterm congressional elections, and Trump now the focus of a criminal investigation into alleged mishandling of classified documents, Biden's sending a message that a vote in November for some opposition Republicans is a danger to democracy. But Republicans fired back with their own speech.
President Biden has chosen to divide, demean, and disparage his fellow Americans. Why? Simply because they disagree with his policies.
They accuse Biden of weaponizing the federal government to eliminate his political opposition.
Joe Biden and a politicized Department of Justice launched a raid on the home of his top political rival, Donald Trump. That is an assault on democracy.
Republicans also accuse Biden of mishandling the economy and being soft on immigration. They're issues that, in recent months, caused Biden's approval ratings to plummet. The White House hopes this forceful rebuke of Trump and his followers will turn things around.
There are dangers around us we cannot allow to prevail. We hear, you've heard it, more and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. It's not.
Since sharpening his attacks on former President Trump, President Biden's approval ratings have been rising. It's momentum he hopes will help his Democratic Party retain control of Congress come voting day in November. Kimberly Helkin, Al Jazeera, The White House.